Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let me give you a little Panthers update here. Road to a repeat. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. By the way, I want to thank everybody at Celsius. I was at the Panthers game on Saturday, and our suite happens to be next door to the Celsius suite. And I know a lot of those guys, and they invited me in, and I had a delicious Celsius or two. As you can imagine, they have a refrigerator stocked with Celsius. And I had the sparkling orange, which is one of my favorite Celsius flavors. So had a good time with them. Your road to a repeat update. Solana's mentioned it, but the Panthers begin their West Coast road trip tonight. So here's how the calendar shapes up. They're in Anaheim tonight. The LA Kings, they've got tomorrow night. So that's the second night of the back-to-back. Then they're off till Saturday when they're in San Jose. They take on the Sharks, and then they'll have the back-to-back because they play Sunday in Vegas. They take on the Golden Knights. And then finally, Panthers will be home again Wednesday, January 29th, this time hosting the LA Kings. So road trip starts tonight, a little late night with the Panthers tonight. You can hear the Panthers game tonight on 790 AM. 790 AM. How about a quick look at the headlines before we do 15 minutes of heat? Just a quick look at the headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
You mentioned the Panthers play tonight. Obviously, the Heat play tonight. I don't want to bog down too much on the Heat because I know we're going to do 15 minutes of Heat Hawk, but I feel like I do have to mention this report from Shams Charania. He was on NBA Today. And I see a lot of people.
Him. The sound is off, but I was watching him.
Yeah, this Shams is his hair, man. Is
woo,
it's
love it.
Unbelievable.
He gets that kid and play height going.
Yeah, man. He gets good. His hair's like dense. You know, it's.
Yeah, he can take it and flop it up top, and it's up there.
Yeah. He's got the good jawline. Like Shams good underrated. Underrated.
Yeah.
Him and Kay, is it Kay Adams? They have like a thing going on where they're always flirting with each other. Whenever he's on,
is that so?
Yeah, whenever he's on that show, she's throwing like hard eyes at him. They flirt.
Kay Adams liked my tweet over the weekend.
Wow.
Made my weekend.
Wow, that's big.
Made my weekend.
What tweet was that?
Did you see? I retweeted her.
Ah.
She tweeted out, because remember, it was the snowy game, which was the early game that was like super snowy.
It was the Eagles-Rams game.
Yeah. She tweets out, do we have to pretend we love snow games the way we pretend we understand Interstellar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my wheelhouse.
Right. That's your wheelhouse.
So I retweeted her and I said, I stand with Kay Adams on Interstellar, but I disagree on snow games. I love watching a snow game. People love to complain about, oh, now the weather is such a big part of what's going out on the field. So what? To me, that's what makes football so special. You know what I mean? It's like, baseball, there's some drizzle. We've got to stop. Let's check the drainage. You know what I mean? Football, play. The only time they stop is lightning. So I stand with her on Interstellar. Everyone pretends like they understand it. You know. She knows. But I do not stand with her when it comes to snow games, because I love watching a football game in the snow.
I thought she made such a great point about the snow games because, okay, we like the aesthetic of a snow game. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
The pictures that were coming out of that Rams game, and there's a video the Eagles posted, I think, this morning, where it's the end zone view of Saquon running that 70-yard touchdown towards the camera. Bro, some of the best visuals you will get. Snow game in the NFL.
That Saquon run, if it's not happening in the snow, same exact run, not in the snow, yawn.
Yeah, just a normal run.
Right.
But Hawk, is the football actually better in the snow? No.
Yes.
It's not. It's not.
Yes.
It's not. The football's
it's
not better.
Better.
It's not.
Better.
It's not. And like Saquon will run for 8 yards, break a tackle like he normally does, and because they're in the snow, they're trying to trick themselves that they're not cold. So, like, any normal tackle, any normal run, they get up and they're super jacked up. And it's like, bro, if it wasn't in the snow and it wasn't cold, you would have just taken the hit, gotten tackled, gotten up, walked back to the huddle like you normally would.
But it does
and
hurt
played
more
football.
In the snow.
Yeah, but you don't have to remind me every time. I get it. You're a little cold.
I'm not reminding you. I mean, they're getting beaten up in the ice cold conditions. It hurts.
Oh, all of a sudden, a little cold, a little snow. You want to pretend like the pigskin, you catch it, it matters more. It doesn't.
Well, now I'm not understanding what you're annoyed by. Now, what is it that you don't like about the snow games? You should, because by what you're saying, you should just go ahead and play. It's snow. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, play. But like, let's all admit why we like it, because of the aesthetic. It looks cool. Like, let's admit that the game itself, the football
right.
itself, is not better. It's not a better product, which is
it's
what I
the
think.
Same product.
Which no, it's not. And which is what I think Kay Adams was saying. Like, if the Rams play the Eagles in a dome, do they probably end up winning that football game? Probably. They got hot
right,
at the right
but
time.
Football doesn't get played at your leisure.
Well, guess
That's
what?
That's the beauty of football. The weather comes into play.
Guess what? Eliminate elements from the NFL. Eliminate them. All of them. Every team should play in a dome. Every single one. Anyways, Shams Charania, he said that Jimmy Butler has, quote, tripled down on his trade request. I'm told the Heat have had some productive conversations on a potential Butler trade this week.
Interesting.
The Heat play tonight in Miami. Then they're on the road for 2 games. And then they come back to Miami for 2 more games. Trade deadline February 6th. I think there's only 3 home games, not including tonight. So 3 after tonight before the trade deadline.
Do a real quick 15 minutes of Heat. You got an open for that?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of Heat.
Who's it sponsored by, Solana?
Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash toward your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them 832-930-6181.
As long as you were talking about the Heat, I was going to give you some lines for tonight's game. What do you think the line is? Heat hosting the Blazers.
Heat minus 9.5.
10. Heat minus 10. I know you said Tyler is questionable, but there are props for him on the Hard Rock Bet app. Tyler Hero, 22.5. Is the over under. You want to guess Jimmy Butler?
16.5.
17.5.
Yeah.
Bam.
13.5.
15.5.
Wow.
Mm. And Duncan Robinson.
12.5.
11.5.
Yeah. I know.
How about for the
Bam's interesting, Hawk, because like is Spo gonna lean into this and start Khalil Ware tonight? And if he does, like now you don't even need, not that you don't need, but you're not relying on Bam to score anymore.
Right.
I don't know.
Anthony Simons?
24.5.
17.5.
Oh, damn.
DeAndre Ayton?
Minutes on the floor or points? 13.5.
Well, I think they're decimated, right? I mean, you've got guys playing tonight.
The Heat played the Blazers, what, like 10 days ago or whatever, in the middle of that road trip.
Yeah.
Ayton didn't play. Yeah. Anthony Simons actually had a huge third quarter. He had 6 threes in the third. But like all the guys, who were part of the Dame package didn't end up playing.
Right. Well, Ayton's 12.5.
Yeah.
Jeremy Grant is 12.5.
He didn't play the last time that the Heat played them.
Tumani Calamari, 9.5.
Yeah, Tumani Calamari, of course.
Why?
No, you nailed it. No, that's him.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Tumani Calamari.
And Dennis Azerbaijani. You know these guys?
Yeah, Tumani Camera. And I don't know who you just said. Who?
Dennis Azerbaijani.
I don't know. I don't know who you're saying.
Denny Abija.
Oh, dude, that's your boy.
I know. Let's see. Threes made. Tyler over under is 3.5.
Over.
Duncan 2.5. Ooh, I bet my Jimmy over, you know, a half made three again. He has not hit one since he returned, right? Because he was 0-for-2. The Friday night he came back, because I bet him to hit a three.
Yeah.
And I think he went 0-for-2 with decent looks, by the way.
He made one that was called off. Haywood Highsmith stepped out of bounds.
That Friday night?
Yeah. Haywood Highsmith stepped out of bounds and threw a pass to Jimmy, and I think he made it, but they ended up waving it off. I thought about you.
Yeah. I don't think he's made one, though, since his return, right? I think he was 0-for-1 Saturday.
On Sunday, yeah. He was 0-for-2 Friday, and I don't think he made one on Saturday either.
Is it, you know, again, 1.5? How about Jimmy for 1 made 3 tonight?
What's it at?
-105.
I mean, he's not driving.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. All right, finish up the headlines.
Azerbaijan, huh? There's not much else. I mean, other than the NFL, which we've kind of gotten into today, but yesterday, NCAA title game, obviously, Ohio State gets it done, and they beat Notre Dame.
Notre Dame made it fun, though. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. They made it fun, which that's what you want out of your national championship game.
Yeah. Ben Johnson is a new head coach for the Chicago Bears. I wanted to know if your son was hyped up about that.
So he sent me a couple of videos. Like Ben Johnson did a, you know, they ask all these coaches nowadays because they have to post stuff on social media, you know. So it's like, you know, here, say, you know, give us a message to Bears Nation. And DJ's take was, he seems like the most normal guy in the world. Because, you know, he's just like, you know, he's like, hey, super excited to be here. Bear down, baby. You know what I mean? Like it was just normal. Like, there was no, yeah, it was normal. I think he was the big hire of the guys who've never coached before.
Right.
Never been a head coach before.
Right.
I think he was the best person available. For the Bears job specifically, like, I think Mike McCarthy may have been a better choice. just because they did this with Eberflus. Like, they just did this with Eberflus. But, you know, you can't look at what Ben Johnson did this year with the Lions and go, yeah, I don't want that guy as part of my organization. So I get it. Like, I think Bears fans are probably pretty excited.
Yeah, I don't know how else you could be. I don't know how you could not be excited. Like, it's kind of the splash hire of this,
well, and,
this carousel.
And again, you're in their division, so you're watching the Lions more than other fans, you know. So you're seeing Dan Campbell and that team constantly, and you're going, oh, I want to be that. Like, right. I want that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's a good hire.
Would you rather have Ben Johnson or Mike McDaniel?
Mike McDaniel.
Your weather.
I saw Sylvie wearing a shirt today. I heart BJ.
Hmm.
Ben Johnson.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd wear that shirt.
Sure. Well, you've been a fan of the Lions, and you said he coached here.
Yeah. That resonates with me.
Sure.
Of course. Your weather, from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 right now in South Florida. It's like 80 degrees. I'm sick of listening to the weather app.
It's not that warm, but it's, I mean, the entire country is dealing with the coldest of cold snaps. There's snow on the ground in the panhandle of Florida. Sticking snow. New Orleans has 4 inches of snow. Gulfport, Mississippi, if you're a gambler. Snow on the ground. Like, there is unrecognizable cities right now because they're under snow. They never are. And this cold snap, this Arctic blast, has not exactly reached South Florida. My app says Boca right now is 73 degrees.
Hey, did you see the Panthers did this engagement train yesterday on social media? Mm-mm. So they did like a follow surprise post yesterday. They said, we're following back fans who follow us and reply to this tweet for the next hour.
Mm.
And I woke up this morning. It was on my For You page on Twitter. And I missed it. And I'm a little upset because, like,
Panthers don't follow you?
The Panthers don't follow me.
Well, that's ridiculous in and of itself.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I follow the team. I praise the team all the time. I've been
We talk about them.
A huge Panthers fan for a couple of years. Oh, I mean,
that's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow me.
Well,
Florida
Tony
Panthers.
Fiorentino has me blocked.
I don't think Coach follows me either. Tony Fiorentino does not know who I am. I say hi to him every single home game, and he gives me a "Hey, fella," and I'm just fella.
You're one of his old campers.
He thinks I'm Tommy Tighe's assistant. Is what he thinks. that is your weather, Hawk.
All right, very good. You got a little talk about it Tuesday for the next segment.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll fire that up in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, little Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. By the way, a reminder, we've already given them away today, but we do have a 4-pack of tickets to see the Heat host the Magic next Monday. We're going to give away a 4-pack every day this week. We've already done it today, but you'll have another chance tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. Friday, we'll be doing the show live from Gulfstream Park. Get you ready for the Pegasus World Cup. All right, Solana, we have a big open here for Talk About It Tuesday.
Yeah, you know we do, Hawk.
All right. Am I buffering?
Oh, you want me to fire it off here?
Oh, here. Yeah. Yeah, please.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick 3 restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
And here we go.
Okay.
It's funny you brought up the Kay Adams tweet, because after you did, I had written down this for Talk About It Tuesday, Hawk. Remember a few weeks ago, we discussed if you'd rather be foot on the wood or feet on the wood. Foot on the wood. Feet on the wood for the NBA in-season tournament.
Uh-huh.
The final. The championship.
Right.
Or
right.
Nosebleeds for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Cold weather games kind of adds another interesting element. Hawk, row 1, 50-yard line, best seat in the house for Chiefs versus Bills this upcoming Sunday. Winner goes to the Super Bowl. However, the caveat, it's snowing from the time you get there. A cold weather snow game. Would you rather go row 1 for a cold weather snow game, AFC title game this upcoming Sunday, or would you rather be in a suite tonight for Heat versus Blazers?
Talk about it.
Talk about
it. What'd you do? You reconfigure?
Talk about it.
Or was that a mistake? What was that? It's quite the lead up.
That is our very first Talk About It open, which I accidentally fired off from, I'm not even kidding, like 2021.
All right, you're on your game today, man. I think this is age related, because I think when I was younger, I would want to be at the more important game and the elements are part of it. And yeah, we're partying all day in the snow. And remember, when I grew up in Chicago. We had season tickets to the Bears. We went to every game. It was freezing, effing freezing. And we would sit out there. And remember, in the 70s and 80s, even like it, there were no luxury amenities at stadiums the way that there are now. Like, you walked inside, you're lucky if you got a hot dog somewhere. Like, it was the just swill all around. There were no, you know, foo-foo, like you go to Hard Rock Stadium and you get inside and you can get a Shula burger, or you can get Versailles, or you know what I mean? Like, it literally, hot dog, pretzel. And usually that had a letter hanging off it, you know, on the little board, you know. It was like hot dog. But I sat through all those Bears games when I was younger and didn't faze me. And then as my dad got older, he would be like, yeah, I don't want to go, too cold or whatever. And I remember thinking like, what, too cold? But long story short, give me a suite for any game. I would take a suite for FAU men's basketball over sitting outdoors at the Bills-Chiefs game on Sunday. I'm not kidding you.
AFC title game, Hawk?
I would take a suite for Lynn University basketball over sitting outside for an entire game that's snowing. Like, F that. No, there's a reason I live in South Florida. I went through all that crap. You never lived in cold weather. I went through all that crap. Never again.
Never went through
18 years. Never again.
I never went through it, but I never lived through it, but I have experienced it. 2017, Dolphins, Steelers, playoff game, Heinz Field. Remember Matt Moore almost died on the field? Yeah, I was there. First time in my life I ever experienced snow 10 degrees at kickoff. So now you're telling me I got to buy a battery pack for my pants to keep me warm?
Yep.
Like, what the hell are people doing? They're buying battery packs. They're buying warmers. Hawk, I couldn't feel my toes from the moment I sat down.
We used to have socks for the Bears game that had a little electrical, not electrical, I guess, because it was battery operated, but a little wire, a heating element that would go underneath your toes. And then you would plug your battery into your socks so that your toes would have some warmth coming in, or else you'd lose your toes by the end of the game. You'd lose your toes.
Yeah, no thank you. And, bro, I bought chicken tenders. By the time I get back to my seat...
Well, of course, it's 10 degrees out. How is it going to stay warm?
They're frozen.
Yeah.
Huck, they were frozen. All my chicken tenders.
You have to get up in the morning to go to school. You take a breath in and your lungs would hurt. So cold. People want to stand out there. They want to tailgate. Did you see the line? Like, Kansas City famously does this. But the Kansas City Chiefs fans, they line up 10 hours before the game starts to get into, I think it's called GEHA Field now. Arrowhead. And they're out there tailgating in that weather. Then they have to sit through the game. Now listen, God bless you if you can do it. It ain't for me. No, sir. Jimmy, what about you, Jimmy?
I think I'm going to take the suite. Because I've been to a Dolphins game where I sat in the first row. I was a kid. And it was Monday football against the Bills. It was Dan Marino versus Jim Kelly.
And?
Never again. I hated it.
You hated sitting in the front row?
I hated sitting in the front row.
Hey, can't see anything.
Because I'm short.
Can't see anything in the front row. And football, front row happens to be terrible seats.
Yes.
Hmm. I don't know. Like, you feel the hits. You get to experience the game way closer. Get to talk smack to the players. Get to talk smack.
Sweet all day, every day.
Throw batteries at the players like Philly.
All right, what else you got?
All right. Let me make sure I got the right open here.
This I drives... like the other one.
we can ride
a
with
long
it.
Long build up, but it gets there.
It's crazy, man. I wonder why you had me move away from that one. This one hits home because this happened to me a couple times now over the past few days at my gym. Hawk, which South Florida driver, and it's not really unique to South Florida. I know this happens everywhere. It just feels like this guy or these guys are more prevalent down here. Which South Florida driving move, D-bag move, bothers you more? The person that double parks in a parking lot, so they take up two spots, even though they don't really need to, they just don't care.
Well, no one needs to.
Or person who's either picking up food or dropping somebody off at Publix who's going to run in for a quick second and just parks right in front of the store or the restaurant, even though like it's a tight space to get in and out of that shopping center, but they don't care. They want to inconvenience absolutely everybody.
Talk about it.
Ridiculous. Talk about it.
Talk about it. It's kind of a push. I hate the people that do. Oh, I'm dropping someone off here, so this is where I'm stopping. Oh, really? I would love to live my life that way. Whatever's convenient for me. Not a single worry about anyone else. But that's what happens when somebody takes up more than one spot, too. It's like, you didn't see the lines. The only thing that I say is sometimes if someone else has parked over the line and then you want to park, you end up over the line. And then that person leaves.
Now you look like the D-bag, right?
And you look like the D-bag. So I guess in that scenario, because that could possibly happen where it's not really your fault. It's always your fault if you park right in front of the store and inconvenience everyone else who's trying to get in and out. I'll say the park in front of the store guy is worse.
Park in front of the store guy 100% because I understand Uber drivers or Uber Eats people, like they're trying to get in and out. They're on a time crunch. Time is money. Like I get it, but hey, there's one way in, one way out. You were taking up a whole spot. A whole lane because you decide you just want to sit there. And guess what? You turning on your hazards doesn't do anything. It doesn't mean you get the right. Like, people overuse the hazards. They think, oh, I turn on my hazards. I can just leave my truck here. No big deal. I can leave my car here. No big deal. The worst, man. The absolute worst people.
Vikings and Kevin O'Connell have agreed to terms on a blockbuster, according to Ian Rappaport, blockbuster multi-year extension that keeps him in Minnesota for years to come.
Wow. We'll see what they do with Sam Darnold.
Jimmy, what about you? Which is the worst parking situation?
I hate the double parker.
Yeah.
Hate it so much.
I feel you.
Happened to me today. Get to the gym. Early morning. A lot of people there, Hawk. I think I see a spot. Ooh. I get excited. Start driving over to the spot. Guess what? Some Buick. I didn't even know people drove Buicks. I thought that was just some sham Tiger Woods was running 15 years ago with these commercials. I thought that's how Tiger Woods was laundering money. I didn't realize people actually drive Buicks. Some D-bag in a Buick has decided he's going to park in two spots. Didn't even make the effort. He's going to park in two spots. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want somebody to scratch your Buick, jackass?
Do people still follow Woj on Twitter? Like, is it uncool to unfollow him? Because what do I care about your little university?
Hmm. Yeah, but he's sick. Like, he still got to follow
Woj
him,
is
right?
Sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Woj?
I believe, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I believe they announced he had cancer, no?
Woj?
Yeah, I think so.
Prostate cancer.
Oh, anybody guess that?
Oh, come on. What are you doing, man?
No million people have had prostate cancer.
Yeah, he has prostate cancer.
It'll be fine.
You can't unfollow somebody after they announce they have cancer. I mean,
if they publicly have cancer, you can't unfollow them?
Yeah, I don't think so. As much as you know, he no longer is reporting the news that you followed him for. I get it.
Right. I mean, I was following him for one specific reason.
Yeah.
But now I have to cancer follow him.
I think so. Yeah, I think you do.
All right.
Yeah.
Like a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That would just look bad, wouldn't it?
I guess so, now that you pointed out. Yeah.
Where's he at? St. Bonaventure?
Something like that.
St. Bonaventure?
St. Bonaventure.
That dude cashed in. Didn't want to be reported
I admire him. That guy lived an untenable lifestyle. Certainly not for me. He was on call 24 hours a day. And that's one of those few gigs where literally you have to be first. I mean, that's the job. You're getting paid millions of dollars to have. You have to constantly be stroking your contacts and making sure that you're going to get the info before your competition. And that's untenable if you want to live a real lifestyle. And I admire his fortitude for saying, you know what? It is a lot of money, but I don't want to live this way anymore.
Yeah. Plus, hard to compete with Shams, who has such nice hair. Let's be honest. Like, at a certain point.
Certainly. Shams is taking him to task with the hair.
Yeah. At a certain point, like, the hair is going to win, you know? Like, at some point.
If you're going to give info to someone, it's going to be someone with Shams' hair.
Yeah. No offense, Hawk. I know you are follically challenged. But at a certain point, like.
At a certain point, your personality can only handle so much of the load.
Right. Yeah. But great guy. I mean, I love the guy. You know, Adrian Wojnarowski. Great guy, man.
Well, interesting. All right. You have one more?
I do.
All right.
Felt weird with no music all of a sudden. This one has been floating on my list for a while because I had some other stuff I wanted to get to with Crowder, but he's not here today. And I know we've done a lot of bits with the Costco guys, but yes. I had written this down before the Costco guys were prominent on our show. There was a guy, and we talked about him on the show about 3 or 4 months ago, Hawk, maybe just after summer, that ate Costco glizzies for every meal for a month. You guys remember that guy? We had brought it up, and we were trying to get Jimmy to do something like that, but he's not committed to the show. So,
right.
You know, he proved and he showed his true colors. But I've had this written down because I'm genuinely curious, especially with how much you love fast food and the McRib. If for a week you could only eat one fast food item for breakfast, lunch, dinner, every single meal, is this
what would I
fast food item? And it could be a Costco hot dog. I know it's technically not fast food. It could even be like a Chipotle burrito bowl, I guess. Like,
right, I got you.
Fast casual.
It's what would you not be tired of because you're going to eat it 21 meals in a row?
Right. For an entire week, the only thing you can consume is this one meal.
Item could you consume 21 meals in a row without being tired of
it? Yeah.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Happens to be a very good question. Because I feel like I wouldn't get tired of pizza. But I have a pizza. And then if it's in the fridge for the next couple of days, I'm like, I already had pizza. So maybe I would get tired of pizza. I want to say, I was going to say like a quarter pounder with cheese, but I think what I'm doing is something that I haven't had in a very long time, so it sounds appealing
You're craving, yeah.
But then when you think about it, I'm not going to eat red meat 21 meals in a row. No chance. So now it's got to be chicken or something in like... Mm. All right, I'll go with the Burger King original chicken sandwich.
Wow. Good.
The one that's shaped like a submarine.
Good choice, man. Good choice.
Because it's chicken. It's chicken.
It's chicken. It's a plank of chicken, yeah.
A plank of chicken.
It's bread.
I'll go with that. I don't know. Jimmy?
Man, you sounded real excited, and then you kind of just
because really, wavered out at the end. 21 fast food meals in a row. And, like, even if you do a Chipotle bowl or whatever, you're going to have protein in there. But if you got to eat, you have to eat it the same way for 21 meals or else you're cheating in the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, it sounds all good, but sometimes you want to bite into something like a sandwich. And if you're eating a bowl 21 days in a row, you never get that sensation. I don't know.
Sorry, I wasn't ready there.
You don't say.
Really?
I'm gonna say the glizzy.
The Costco glizzy.
Yeah, Costco glizzy.
You love them.
Yeah, don't overdo it. I mean, not overdo it. Don't overthink it. It's simple.
I don't think I could eat 21 hot dogs in a year, let alone in a week.
I have not. That man, I feel like I would have a tough time getting down that sixth hot dog.
21 in 2 days. 21 hot dogs in a week, Ben.
That is a lot of like pig lips and snouts.
It comes with a drink.
What about Solana? What about you?
Man, I know, Hawk, this is going to sound crazy, but because I considered the original chicken sandwich from Burger King. I really did. I considered it. But I think I'm going to go with a Blizzard from Dairy Queen. I know it sounds crazy, but I think I'm going to go with an Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's either that or a chicken or a chicken quesadilla from the Taco Bell.
Now that yeah, now that you sound it out, I get a chicken soup from Chick-fil-A. Take Sunday off. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. So we're going to kick him out of the show for the next hour. We're going to force him to go to the arena. Blizzard. Not exactly a fast food meal.
I had written down, because I wrote that down, I'm not kidding, like, must have been in September, August, and I had written down Pollo Tropical Chicken Caesar Wrap or Dairy Queen Blizzard, but I don't remember why, and I just went with the Dairy Queen Blizzard. Like, I don't remember what my take was, but I had it written down, so I said, bleep it, I'll stick with it.
All right, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. We'll get some headlines. Dan Day will step in for Solano, who's going to head out to the Kaseya Center. So do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, couple things coming up in the next segment. 15 minutes of heat and inhaling a pee.
Hawk and Crowder.